John McLennan is a chemical engineer at the University of Utah. He says there is a need for more petroleum engineers.
And what's happened in this particular discipline over the last 20 years is that there's been so much retirement that really there are not experienced people that are available to help this extraction technology, extraction industry move forward.
To provide more qualified workers, the Department of Chemical Engineering has started a new master's program in petroleum engineering. McLennan says the program can be completed in 16 months and will help new graduates and people in the industry who want to change careers get the skills needed to obtain mineral management jobs in petroleum companies.
Because a lot of these things now, in terms of exploration and development, are team projects. You have a geology group mixed with a drilling team, mixed with a reservoir engineering team, mixed with a completions engineer. The completions engineering team is the person that actually hydraulically fractures the well. And by virtue of having this sort of overview, you're a more useful complement to that team because you can interact more effectively with your colleagues.
McLennan says they did surveys and looked at studies of the industry to find out which positions were in the greatest need before developing the program. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, petroleum engineers make on average $114,000 a year, and the number of positions are expected to grow by 17% from now until 2020. There are a number of similar programs throughout the country, but McLennan says theirs is unique because it will be available online.
There's one equivalent in the world to this course, and that's at Imperial College in London. And that served, to a certain extent, as the model for developing the master's level program that we have, both as an online and as a residency program.
The 10 courses will cover the basics of recovery, processing, and the transportation of oil and gas through pipelines and other means. One course will also look at issues related to environmental impact, air and water quality, and waste minimization. McLennan says the program will concentrate on subsurface extraction using existing methods, rather than on tar sands and oil shale. Matt Pacenza with the Healthy Environment Alliance of Utah, an environment and clean energy advocacy group, says starting a new program focused on fossil fuel extraction is short-sighted.
It certainly feels like the wrong program to be beginning at the wrong time. I think that most folks, if they look out there at the world of energy and they see sort of globally where we're heading, you know, we're moving away from carbon sources.
He adds that it would be better if the university focused on programs for sustainable energy engineering, since that's where the real jobs of the future are likely to be.
We see that folks, you know, think, for whatever it's worth, that a lot more of their power comes from renewables than currently does. And so there's folks out there who are demanding that the market supply them with a product that the market isn't. And unfortunately, you have institutions, you know, whether it be utilities or petroleum companies or, you know, coal power plants that sort of are used to doing what they do the way they do it. And I think, unfortunately, sometimes our institutions of higher education don't lead, but they follow.
Both McLennan and Pacenza agree that a country run on green energy such as solar and wind is likely decades in the future. And there will have to be an energy bridge, primarily natural gas, needed until we get there.
If we moved aggressively over a matter of decades, let's say 20, 30 years, you can see getting to a world where at least more than half of our energy comes from renewables. And that would require a parallel move where we move, let's say, our vehicle fleet toward electricity. And we do think that most likely natural gas is the best sort of bridge during that period. So there's no reason, you know, by let's say 2050, we can't be in a world where we are majority renewables.
The petroleum engineering program is expected to have 5 to 10 students this fall and may grow to 20 in the future. The cost for online tuition will be around $15,000. For KCPW, I'm Kim Shusky.